Welcome back to The Brandon White Show, where we have conversations worth listening to give you an edge to win in your business and your life. I'm your host, Brandon White. Here we go.
Welcome back to The Edge Podcast, giving you the edge to win in business and in life. Here's your host, Brandon White.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the show. Today, we're talking about the effect of working hours on your health. And the question is, does working long hours actually have a negative effect on your health? We hear this all the time. The question that I had was, is it true, at least based on some sort of science that we can refer to? So I went to the academic journals and I found an article in the journal, International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health, and an article came up called The Effect of Long Working Hours and Overtime on Occupational Health, a meta-analysis of evidence from 1998 to 2018. The thing about meta-analysis is that they are seen, I wouldn't say higher or more valuable than a single study, because a single study that has a large number of subjects that goes over a long period of time could be hugely valuable, impactful, and definitive. I hate the word to use definitive, but a very strong source of data. But in that meta-analysis goes and looks over the course of some period of time across hundreds of studies and correlates all of, fuck off. Hello, friend. Welcome to the show. Today, we're talking about the effect of long working hours on your health. And the question that I had is that actually true? Does it have a negative effect? Hello, friend. Welcome to the show. Today, we're talking about if... Hello, friend. Welcome to the show. Today, we're talking about long working hours and if they have a negative effect on your health. We read and hear this all the time. If you're working on building a company or doing quite candidly anything exceptionally hard or large, hello, friend. Welcome to the show. Today, we're talking about long working hours and their effect on your health. We often hear in the press and across TV and shows that long working hours has a negative effect. And the question is, does it really? So I went to the academic literature and dug around and tried to find some studies that would indicate one way or the other with some level of evidence other than an armchair psychologist or scientist out there saying this. So what I came across was an article in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health. And there were a bunch of studies, single studies, but this one study jumped out. It's called The Effect of Long Working Hours and Overtime on Occupational Health, a meta-analysis of evidence from 1998 to 2018. So this is a large time frame that looked at all of the studies. Meta-analysis looks at all the studies within some time frame on a given subject, aggregates all of that data and findings, and then teases out what, as an aggregate, it says, with some correlation coefficient, cause and effect. And I'm sure you've heard this, and I've said this in other episodes, it's very hard in scientific studies to say cause and effect. In fact, you really can't. But you can have a very high correlation coefficient if you see 95%, 98%, 97%, 98%, 99%, then there is a high correlation. Hard to say cause and effect because you imagine how many variables there are. Regardless of what you're looking at, you'd have to have a sensor on a person, a group of people in a study for every second of every day, monitoring every single thing. And that's just right now, in the time we live, super hard. Maybe in a few hundred years, you'll be able to do that. But right now, you're going to get some correlation coefficient. I don't want to say more than that, but I do want to emphasize it's very hard to say cause and effect. This study looked at, from that time period, 1998 to 2018, 243 published papers and extracted the results. I do want to mention the reason that I'm interested in this is because, and I've said this on other episodes, in the press, we often say, you read that you need to have a balanced life. And my position has always been, I'm not sure how to do that when you are building a company or building anything of substance that is great. Meaning, you could be building a company, and business owners and entrepreneurs out there quickly learn, if you haven't done it before, how hard it actually is to take an idea, make it a product or a service, and then actually turn that into a business. Each one of those steps is monumental. And having a balanced life, I just don't know how. If you look at athletes, do athletes have great athletes? They have balanced lives. I'm not sure they have balanced lives, but they do things great, and they will acknowledge that you have sacrifices. Same thing when you're building a business. You are going to sacrifice some element of your life. You try not to, but it's very hard not to do it. And the result is long working hours. And the question is, does it actually have a negative effect? So what this study did was, across those 243 published studies, they're really records. I think there were actually 47 actual studies that met their mark. But in that, there's 243 published records. And they looked at multiple things as it relates to health. So one of the things is cardiovascular diseases. Does long working hours, and long working hours, if you're thinking this, which I would be, and I was, and I dug through this paper, which is thick, on what long working hours means. It's effectively more than 50 hours. I'm teasing out all of the different data points in the study and giving that to you. And you'll hear me talk about some of the studies say more than 10 hours, more than 50 hours, more than 60 hours. In one case, they mention 80 or 90 hours, which is just a super long work week, which I pulled off before, but probably paid for several weeks after. And they name different states of health. So I'm going to go through a few of these and give you some data on it. And then we'll talk about a summary of this data and what the takeaway is, which is pretty interesting and not what I expected. But as I read more in the conclusions and what the data said, it makes sense. So bear with me here until we get to the end, to the quote unquote punchline, because I think there's one thing in here that you can do to actually mitigate some of the effects of what long working hours does to you. First thing, cardiovascular diseases. The punchline there is that working long hours, which in this case was over 50 hours a week, increased the rate of cardiovascular diseases, period. Hypertension, those working more than 61 hours a week showed an increased risk of suffering from elevated blood pressure, period. No debate. Diabetes, associated with daily diet and long working hours. And the interesting part about these things, when you really start to break it down and look at the science, is that the long working hours has an effect on diet. And I'm sure you're listening to this. I know for me, we do this here at home. If we get into some block where Yvette and I are working on something, some project, either individually or together, we'll tend to order out simply because we're working long hours. We don't have time to cook, or we are too tired to cook, and then we order out. Luckily, here where we live, Half Moon Bay, there's some really good healthy restaurants. I'm using healthy in air quotes because you can eat pretty healthy here from these restaurants. We do not have many chain restaurants. We do have a McDonald's and Burger King here on the coast, but that's really not the restaurant of choice for most people here. And I think in general, one of the shocking things here in Northern California that I found when I moved from the East Coast is that we just don't have the prevalence of those big chains. You find smaller chains or individual restaurants, and they tend to have healthier food. So back to this diet thing. The diet thing is as a result of the long working hours. So if you could eliminate that, maybe you would eat healthier. And that's what they talk about here in the study. Depression and anxiety, working more than 34 hours per week, 55 hours per week, and 48 hours per week, increase the chance of experiencing depression, and anxiety. There's little to no debate across all of these studies during this time that that's actually the case, which leads me to, that's why we should probably be exercising. And I'm going to come back to that point at the end when we get to the punchline of what maybe the one factor that you can control and why you should think about reducing your hours, however you can do that, is really important. Work stress, this is no surprise. They demonstrated long working hours contribute to psychological stress and work stress. And they define that by working more than 10 hours, 40 hours, and 60 hours. So effectively, if you're working over 40 hours, it is going to increase your work stress. Health behaviors, which they talk about smoking, alcohol consumption, physical inactivity, and all of these things are associated with long working hours, which makes sense. I have been working recently on two things. One, a book, and two is another business, our software company. And it has effectively been sucking all of my time. And as a result of that, my physical activity has decreased. I try to hack some things. I do push-ups every morning. I do sit-ups. I have the sit-up ball in our living room kitchen area so that I make it easy. But my bike miles, as evidenced by looking at my Strava chart, have decreased the last few weeks, period. And it makes sense. You don't have as much time. And then smoking. Smoking has nicotine. It increases your concentration and energy. So you do more of it as you get deeper into this hole of working. And alcohol may relax you at the end of the day, which could start to bleed into the day in some cases, unfortunately, but I could easily see how that could happen. And I bet you marijuana is somewhere in there as well. Sleep and fatigue, long working hours or overtime work reduce the time of sleep, resulting in fatigue. A normal duration for sleep, and I'm reading this on purpose so that you understand what a normal duration of sleep is, 7 to 8 hours per night, which can lower all sorts of things in here. I'm not going to even go on to this paragraph is so long, and it's just everything from diabetes, high blood pressure, cardiovascular diseases, it all result from not having enough sleep. The interesting thing is that you have probably heard this before, but are still not doing it or not taking it serious. It took me a long time to figure this out. I think I really figured it out when I started to get in my late 30s and 40s, when I really, it wasn't this drop off in any way, but there was this realization that, hey, look, you're not going to recover like you used to and just sort of get through this. And then it really made me think like, hey, if I would have had this approach when I was in my late 20s, building companies and doing a whole bunch of other things, and 30s, would I have been more productive? So I asked that question. So if you're listening to this and you're in your 20s and 30s, I wouldn't take my comment as a free pass. I'd take it as a serious comment to say, hey, actually, if you did get better sleep, how much more productive or how much better would you be? But long working hours cuts into your sleep because what I do at least is, if you think about these time blocks on a chart, I'm working longer. I still want to do what I used to do after work, which is shifting things to the right, if we talk about a spectrum here or a continuum, and then sleep gets compressed because I want to get up early and work again. And probably in the last 10 years, what I've done has been really hard for me because exercise combats anxiety and all these other things. And for me, really just gives me space to think. Some people do yoga. I love weightlifting. Sometimes I do weightlifting, whether it's weightlifting or riding my bike. Those things just give my mind a time to rest, call it meditation, whatever it is. You may have something else. So I always want to get that in. And then what was happening was compressing sleep. So I made a rule for myself where if I was going to work super late, I made a decision. And generally the decision was I'm going to get more sleep because sleep benefits outweigh, at least from what I've read and what I can tell and what I feel. This episode is sponsored by the Halle Financial Team at Expert Lending. Buying a house in today's market is competitive, and you need a lender that can close fast and get you the very best rate. The team is licensed in 48 states and has over 20 years experience in the real estate and lending space and access to lending rates that most mortgage brokers can't get. I know because I'm an investor in the team. If you need a mortgage or know someone that does, call or text Kara at 571-271-9086 and talk to a real human who will give you the customer service you deserve. Again, call or text Kara at 571-271-9086. Now back to the show. The sleep outweighs the exercise. And then I try to combine that with eating well. And so if I can eat well and get sleep every day and I miss the exercise, I live with it. But I try not to compromise in any two of those three. So there you go. You're going to reduce sleep. And then there's occupational injury, which we've heard over and over and is actually true. Excessive working hours increase the risk of occupational injury. And if you're listening and thinking to yourself, well, that's just for workers who work outside or they're doing things on buildings or things like that. Actually, not true, because occupational injury, if you're tired, there's been many times when I've been tired and just so fatigued that I trip, I fall, I'm not paying attention as well, and something happens, I pull a muscle. So don't just think that this occupational injury is as it relates or injury relates directly to people who are just doing physical manual labor. It can affect you tremendously if you are a quote unquote knowledge worker. So those are the things that the study mentions. The long punchline here at this point is long working hours has a significantly negative effect on your life. The thing that they teased out of this whole thing was that sleep, which we just talked about, is one of the things that really affects you. So if you're working long hours and you can eliminate in that time continuum that we were talking about chunks of time and unfortunately compress these other things, which maybe exercise, time with the family and these other things, and get your sleep, then you're probably going to fare better long term. This is really, as I've read this study and I started taking notes and thinking about it, the effects of this are a boiling of the frog effect. It's that it's the compounding payment that you're paying on this long working hours that gets you. It's not that, yeah, sure, maybe you work till 3 a.m. one night, you get up the next day at 6. Yeah, you pay the price, you feel it, but in that one moment. But that awareness and feeling over time becomes less and less, and you just start to live with this fatigue. So that goes back to another thing that I said in the earlier here in the episode, which is I find it very hard to figure out how you are going to balance and have a balanced life doing something exceptional. I think that you should, if you're thinking or listening to this and thinking, well, that's what everybody says, I'll tell you what it did for me. It increased my anxiety. Because I wasn't meeting this 33% mind, body, business, right? Or mind, body, spirit, whatever you want to call it. But in most entrepreneurs' lives, it's mind, body, business. And then I'm having more anxiety, which is detrimental to my health. And then that compounds. And then it's like this drain. Like think about water going down a drain. It just, what happens is it's slow. And then as it gets deeper and deeper into the drain, it's just speeding up. You're speeding up and it just sort of gets out of control. You got to pull yourself out of that drain and stop yourself. So I say that to say, I would set the expectation and change your mindset that there's no way in creation I know how to do it unless you just are so good at batching something or batching things. The thing is that building something great or doing something great has so many things that you are required to do that you are generally not able to fund, even in possibly a big company, meaning 500, 1,000, tens of thousands of people. There still might not just be enough people that you can hire to get things done, and you find yourself working harder. And then that becomes an addiction, and then that's a self-licking ice cream cone. I mean, these things compound over time. But this thing on sleep, I think, is really important. And I've done some other episodes on sleep that I'm going to refer you to, because this is really this episode about, does working long hours have a negative effect on your health? And it absolutely does. I do want to offer a few things here on how I think you can mitigate it beyond what we've talked about. As it relates to sleep specifically, you should check out episode 218 on The Edge, where I talked about a study I did on myself, what I learned from taking CBD. I think I took it for 30 days or 60 days, and the sleep effects it had, the good and the bad. So you want to check that out. That's episode 218. Myth about sleep. I actually forgot I did this episode, but I did in episode 68. I went back and listened to it. Has some good information on sleep. And then how do you improve your sleep? I found this one thing recently that has had a big effect on my sleep and actually my wife's sleep, who was a much lighter sleeper than I am. That's episode 420 you want to check out. Episode 420 on The Edge, to learn about this thing that you can, that I've done. It's a product that I bought that has significantly increased my sleep. So those are the episodes. One thing I was thinking about that maybe will help your mindset on how to mitigate this long working hours thing that we find hard to avoid is, think about an athletic event. An athletic event, or you're training for something. I look back and I was training for this thing called the Death Ride. It is 125 miles climbing 16,500 feet in one day. It's a pretty hard ride. It's out by Tahoe here in Northern California. Consider one of the hardest one-day rides out there. And as I trained for it, what I realized was is that I had to get sleep, because I couldn't perform. I couldn't even ride my bike that week and get the 200 miles in that I needed to be training for that thing. So if you can prime yourself to work a little less and get the exercise in. Now, before you may say, hey, Brandon, you said that you skipped the exercise. I know. What I'm saying is, somehow crawl yourself out of that desk or whatever you're doing to build something and get and do a block of exercise that's intense, so that it makes you so tired that you have to get the sleep. And then make sure that you incorporate that exercise, which will force your sleep. It will, in effect, if we look at time, to 24 hours that we have and the blocks of time, it will force that compression of work, because you just won't be able to do it and you're going to need your sleep. And as long as you're not using performance enhancing drugs that much, meaning caffeine, nicotine, and these other things, I think it will right the ship a little bit to make sure that you get to sleep. Because if you don't do that, you will boil the frog. And then you think about athletes. One of the things that athletes are doing is, they're a mini entrepreneur in their own way. They're trying to win something. If you're trying to be Usain Bolt, or you are him, and you're trying to be the fastest man alive, your day is consumed training. And if you don't get to sleep, you can't actually improve. So it's sort of interesting when you think about it, that we as entrepreneurs, business owners, peak performers outside of the athletic world don't think that way. And maybe it's just easier because you can sit for long periods of time and basically force yourself to work those long hours. But athletes know that sleep is part of the equation for to be a peak performer. So these are just, I'm talking a little bit out loud here on my sharing my experience. I think that working long hours definitely is detrimental. So what can you do? Just make sure that you do some exercise every day. That, and I'm, the exercise that I'm suggesting will have a positive effect, because there's tons of studies out there that suggest that it may be even stronger at reducing anxiety and depression than drugs long term. And sure, it has all those benefits, but I'm saying use it as a lever to actually force yourself to sleep more, because if you work all day and you exercise, you will, in effect, have to sleep more. And at that point, if you make sleep and exercise non-negotiable, then on that time continuum, the only thing that you can shrink is hours worked. And I know that's hard to do. I've had that challenge for 2 decades. How do you get it all in? And sometimes you just have to say, hey, look, this is a marathon. I actually don't think that saying that people say about building a company or being an entrepreneur is a marathon is even right. I think it's a marathon over and over and over and over and over again, because that's effectively what it is. It's not one long, it just compounds. So you don't want to be that frog getting boiled in the water. You want to catch yourself and at least mitigate these things. There will be stretches where you will work long hours, but having this sort of knowledge and scientific proof that it has a very high correlation to negative health. And then basically think to yourself, hey, look, if I'm not healthy in 5 years when we hit this peak performance, whatever that goal is, how am I going to even enjoy it, be a part of it? Because you might not. You might have a heart attack. You might have health consequences that were made as a result of making something else. So think about that. I'll put this study in the show notes again. It's called The Effect of Long Working Hours and Overtime on Occupational Health, a Meta-Analysis of Evidence from 1998 to 2018. It was in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health. It was done by Keppo Wong, Alan Chan, and S.C. Gan. And it was published in 2019, or at least received in 2019 from the researchers. Again, I'll put that in the show notes. And hopefully this study sheds a little bit of light on the truth it did for me, that working long hours has some very significant negative health effects that you can mitigate. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe so you don't miss any episodes like this. As importantly, thanks for listening. We'll catch up with one another in the next episode. Bye for now.